higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down. Freebase! Driven snow
connected to my mind,
and now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low,
'cause it makes you feel so nice.
I need some one-on-one, baby.
Don't let it blow your mind away,
baby.
Go to your little highway, 'cause white lines blow away.
Magic crystals painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Free. Rock.
Baby, get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Freebase! Don't you get too high.
Don't you get too high, baby.
Turn you on.
You really turn me on and on.
'Cause you gotta calm down.
My temperature is rising.
When the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested, gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
Rah! K, sugar. K, sugar. K.
Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze.
Get higher, baby. Get higher, girl. Get higher, baby. Come on!
White lies.
Vision, dreams of passion.
Blowing through my mind.
And all the while I think of you.
High
rise. A very strange reaction. I see, the more I do.
Something like a phenomenon,
baby.
Telling your body to come along. But white lights blow away.
Little Jack Horner sitting on the corner with no shoes and clothes. This ain't funny, but he took his money and sniffed it up his nose.
Hey man, you and the cops and blow.
Sure, what you got? Dust flakes and rocks.
I got China White, Mother Pearl, Ivory Flake. What you need?
Well, yeah, well, let me check it out, man. Just let me get a freeze.
Go ahead,
no,
man.
Do it, do it, do it.
Kill you.
Yeah, man, that's wrong.
Baby, don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Don't.
One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
AIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Zabar. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since the
Super Bowl.
Still
1959 in Milwaukee on the Mound. Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up, 27 gone. 9 innings in the book and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But after 9, the Pirates, well, they hadn't scored a perfect game, and still Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cohn, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, he moved on to the 12th. The best game ever pitched, and still a scoreless tie. Poor Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harvey gave up a hit, then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came. Sometimes legend is made where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, the ones that suit us best. But 12 innings on that fateful day, oh, Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, 'cause perfection's always flawed. Lee Richmond,
Monty Ward,
Len Barker against the Jays,
and Catfish for the A's.
Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? David Wells, David Cohn, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?
This is Walter from the Silos, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT here in Pittsburgh, PA.
Thank you. serve a station in a 50 miles or so. Sing along, I'll sing along to, I sing along to the radio. Just might lose time. Mothers and fathers, they don't have all the answers. Conceived as a chain link, there they laid on the line. So make another picture, yeah, I better it sit there. But I just might break this time. Tell me.
just might do this time. Yeah, just might do this time. I just might do this time.
The Boxing Mirror album. That is Alejandro Escovedo here on the Viva La Mac radio program with a Break This Time. What else was in that set of music? What should I tell you? How about I tell you more about the Alejandro, huh? Because it was from an album called The Boxing Mirror, which almost made my boxing show, my boxing day portion of my Christmas show, if you were tuning in a couple weeks back, because it had boxing in the title, but it didn't, so I had it sitting around. I'm like, I need to play something from it. I do, and I did. The album was actually produced by John Cale. You might have heard of that guy. He's done some stuff. Yeah. Susan Bowles from Poydonk Pondering plays on it. John D. Graham, he was in The True Believers, just an Austin, Texas stalwart, and a whole bunch of people. It's Alejandro Escovedo. You can never go wrong. Now, we can go into, hey, Moxtra, what were you playing in that set of music? Well, of course, played some Silos in there. Went back to the Cuba album for Tennessee Fire. Baseball Project, doing Harvey Haddix, because on January 8th, 1994, we lost former Pirate Harvey Haddix at the age of 68. So, of course, I'm going to have to pay tribute to Mr. Haddix and his great feat that never got its just due with the song by the Baseball Project. Game Theory in there from 1987's Lolita Nation album with Chardonnay. And start off the entire set with something from Mr. Lou Reed. Mr. Lou Reed, the late, great Lou Reed. From the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because my name is indeed Paul, but it's a show that's called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening starting right around this time. We take it all the way up until 1 a.m. Let you know, if it's not Friday evening and you're hearing my voice and I'm jabbering at you, you're listening to a bonus show of the Viva La Mock radio show. So tune in on a Friday night and listen to it live. What happens during a Viva La Mock radio program? Well, in a couple hours, I'll do a radio and a music calendar, let you know some things going around town. At midnight, in 3 hours from now, I actually do a thing called the Midnight Mock. Take a word, artist, performer, some sort of theme, and I mock it, or I play songs about it, or I play tribute songs, or cover songs, or whatever fits within whatever the mock is. That's what the show is. Oh, yeah, and in between all that, music, random music. In between the music sometimes, jabbering, random jabbering. That's called the Viva Mock radio program. I should remind you, for funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that, you can catch DJ Firefly as she is couch dancing Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Water boys for you. We lost a water boy. He did not make my show last week because I ran out of time where I was paying tribute to people we lost in 2020. We lost Rupert Hine back in June. He was 72 years old. It's a girl called Johnny. Your requests are always welcome at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will play said song on a future show.
I remember Johnny.
Yeah. and the love and laugh. Circle days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop. Died a death as the punk grew up. We choked on all our dreams. We wrestled with our fears. We run through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
Out there for sure. Well, Mark, thanks, good buddy. We're gonna back on out here. We'll be right back. sheep.
Funky, funky puddle.
It's Ray sheep.
Funky, funky puddle.
What sheep?
The Moxster has never been called in any order, funky and chic. That's a David Johansen with a funky butt chic here on the Viva La Mock radio program. David Johansen celebrating a birthday today, 71 years old. Mr. New York Doll himself. Went back to a solo effort from him that was not Buster Poindexter. Speaking of birthdays or dates of birth, today would be a celebration of the date that David Bowie was born. Sadly, he's not with us. He died 5 years ago come Sunday, believe it or not. It's already been 5 years. That was Bowie before the David Johansen with Blue Jean. New Duncan Imperials from Chicago, Illinois, give us their version of C.W. McCall's Convoy. A song that was number one, the original version now, back in 1976 on this date. Played the Levelers in there as well with One Way. And Waterboy started off the entire set with a girl called Johnny. Yeah, I'm a DJ called The Moxster. You can reach me at the emails, wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you ever have a request for something for me to play on a future show, more than happy to get out there for you. We got about 15 minutes left in this hour. Nothing, not left in the show, just in this hour. So I should probably get more music for you to make all that happen. Hey, before I get to the music, I want to remind you that putting distance between yourself and others is actually critical. It is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. Here are some ways to stay in contact without actually any physical contacting part. Call someone up. Just don't be in the same room as the person you call. Send a text. Set up a video conference. Maybe post something on social media. Now this one I like the best. Dedicate a song on the radio. Yeah, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, if you have symptoms of fever, a dry cough, shortness of breath, you lost your taste and sense of smell, make sure you call your healthcare provider before going into their office, not just your office, their office, or the grocery store, or the bus. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, for more information, go to coronavirus.gov. This message brought to you by me, the Moxster, here at WRCT. Mentioned to you a couple birthdays or celebrations of the dates of some births with Bowie and David Johansen. And this dude Elvis apparently was born on this day back in 1935. Went back to see if I can find my my copy of Mr. Bonus doing his tribute. But I found a version of it by the same person, just under his real name. It's Peter Hallsapple of the DBs doing Elvis. What happened?
Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. Made us feel like fools for believing what we saw, like how you love religion and how you love your ma, and Dr. Nick, that evil, for all that Thorazine, and Colonel Parker kept his hands making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. You let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie you multiplied. Well, it must have done your dad some good, because he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized from glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden, and the public was a rage. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town, and through the gate and up the walk, lay my flowers down among the thousand million garlands that are laying all around. I wish that you could be here with us, see what we're going through when we read that Goldman book and we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after you'd given up his chase. I only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. Well, hey, hell, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight.
I'm out of luck, out of love. Got a photograph, a picture of fashion killer. You're too much. You're the only one I wanna touch. I see your face every time I dream. On every page, every magazine. So wild, so free, so far from me. You're all I want. My fantasy. Oh, look what you've done to this rock and roll clown. Done. I want your love. I need your love. All I've got is a photograph. But smart enough, I'd be your lover if you were there. Put your hurt on me if you dare. Such a woman, you got style. You make every man feel like a child. You got some kind of hold on me. You're all wrapped up in mystery. So wild, so great, so far from me. You're all I want, my fantasy. Oh, look what you've done to this rock and roll clown. Oh, look what you've done. I gotta have your.
'73, skinny old man appeared to me. future too. Done everything I can possibly do. Given up trying to get through to him. Maybe he knows I don't know how to swim.
Paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it out. I wanna rip it out. I wanna shake it out. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. She ain't going down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna shake it out. I'm gonna rip it out. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but get off of my blue. Knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock! For the show, free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby.
Carl Perkins here on the Viva La Mock radio program telling you just don't step on my blue suede shoes. I'm not sure why you're wearing suede shoes right now. It's cold out and it's wet and yucky and it just messes up the suede. You know. Hey, before Carl Perkins, birthday boy himself, Elvis Aaron Presley with Rip It Up. He'd be 86 years old if he was alive today. And if he was, I'd say wear a mask, stay inside, and just don't engage with people. Let your people handle things because you're highly susceptible to the coronavirus. Is what I would say to him, just if it were today. If it were like a year from now, I might say something different. Who knows? Hey, before Elvis, the Hindu Love Gods in there from the mid-80s, a 7-inch they put out. Hindu Love Guys were actually a side project, if you will, of the guys from R.E.M. without Michael Stipe. So it was the band R.E.M. with the lead singer, I think it was the Kilkenny Cats, who sang on that 7-inch of theirs, doing an original R.E.M. tune, actually, called Narrator. Jason Faulkner in there doing his version of Def Leppard's Photograph. It was on this day back in 1991, 30 years ago, that guitarist Steve Clark died at the age of 30 from Def Leppard. Start off the entire set with Peter Halsapple, a one-time sidekick member of R.E.M., with his song Elvis, What Happened, which I originally found on a compilation from the 80s called Luxury Condos Coming Soon. Hey, I got songs coming soon for you, but let's take a little break, give yourself an important message, and then get to more music. How about that?
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
All right, I want to start today with sort of like a funny little story that's actually not really that funny. And it says a lot about Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. So yesterday on the show, I kind of gave you guys my perspective on this. Joe Biden has said he will choose a black woman to the Supreme Court. And the question was posed to Mitch McConnell in the context of, you know, sort of an expectation that there may be funny business with Mitch McConnell when it comes to Joe Biden's eventual Supreme Court pick and so on and so forth. Anyway, it doesn't even matter. Mitch McConnell was asked how many black women work for him. And first, Mitch McConnell twice appears not to hear or understand the question until the reporter pulls his mask down. And then later he says he doesn't actually know because he doesn't have a quota for black women, which was a very cynical attempt to turn the question back as a racist question, and it completely backfired. So let's look at the first clip. Here is Mitch McConnell twice asked about how many black women are on his staff, and he can't hear it, doesn't understand it.
How many black women do you have on staff, and how are they informing your decision to move forward with the SCOTUS nomination? And same question to the other senators.
How many what?
How many black women do you have on your staff, and are they informing your decision on how to move forward with the SCOTUS nomination? And same question to the other senators.
Okay, so Mitch McConnell asks that the reporter's mask be pulled down. That's Pablo Manriquez from Latino Rebels. So when Pablo asks the question for the third time, Mitch McConnell responds to try to make the question seem racist.
How many black women do you have on staff, and how are they informing your decision to move forward with the SCOTUS nomination?
Actually, I haven't checked. We don't have a racial quota in my office, but I've had a number of African-American employees, both male and female, over the years in all kinds of different positions, including speechwriter.
So he doesn't know. And he wants to make it seem like asking that is racist because I have no quota. And if you're asking me how many black women I have on staff, you know, sort of like a binders full of women, Mitt Romney type incident, it's an inappropriate question. It's a bizarre answer because Senate staffs are not so big that you would have no idea. It's like, do you have any black women that work for you? And we can argue it doesn't matter. We can argue it's an inappropriate question. Like, I'm not saying those things, but that's an argument we can have. But is this at all believable? Like, it's not racist to just know the answer. You know, if someone came to me and said, sir, when you worked at Circuit City, how many black women worked with you? This was 20 years ago. There were about 80 people that I worked with at Circuit City. I would be able to tell you it was three or four. That was a long time ago. And I'm saying three or four because I don't remember whether all four worked there with me at the same time or whatever the case may be. But there were three or four black women that worked with me at Circuit City 20 years ago. And it's not just about black women. If you said, how many Asian men worked with me as part of my internship? Remember when I got licensed for life insurance and I sold life insurance for a summer and I hated it and I knew working in financial planning is not for me. If you say, how many Asian men were part of the intern cadre with you? I can tell you with certainty there were none. There were none. There was no quota. It's not racist to remember. It just kind of like is what it is. And so when Mitch McConnell says it's a total backfire, if the question was how many black women were at your last political rally where there were 500 people saying, I don't know, I didn't. It's completely reasonable and plausible. If you say, David, how many Native Americans were with you in your fifth grade class? There were none. I know that there were no Native Americans in my fifth grade class. There were